It's one of the world's most popular varieties of fruit. And we have it because one farmer couldn't get a nasty sprout to go away. It's a story that will take us to two state fairs before a delicious taste is discovered. And it's next on this edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It's a story that all began with a tree that just wouldn't go away.
A gentleman farmer by the name of Jesse Hyatt was farming near the little community here in Madison County of East Piru. And Jesse had an orchard, as most farmers did at that time, back in the 1800s. And he had this one persistent weed tree that kept coming up, and he'd cut it off, and it'd come up, and this went on for about 3 years. And finally he said, well, you know, if you're going to be that kind of a tree, I'm going to let you grow. And so the tree grew, and when it finally bore fruit, these were good apples.
Don Minkin from Winterset, Iowa, says Jesse Hyatt thought the apples were so tasty, he decided to enter them in competition at the state fair.
He took a bunch of the apples to the Iowa State Fair, had them labeled with his name and address and everything, and he called them the Hawkeye. Somehow, his labels were lost, and so he didn't get any recognition, and he was a little perturbed with the Iowa State Fair.
Believing that his sprout on the farm had produced a truly unique and delicious apple, though, he took the produce south to Missouri to see if he could win there.
So the next year he went to the Missouri State Fair. The judges there took one bite of the apple and said, oh, this is delicious. And that was the birth of the Red Delicious apple. Stark Brothers Nursery in Missouri then bought the patent for the apple, and they have marketed it ever since.
Minkin says that apple is many people's favorite, and it is definitely the favorite of this community south of Des Moines. Traveling the countryside in Winterset, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.